But we really want students to feel like they don't just go here, but that they belong here. I'm frequently out on walks with my five-year-old dog, Theo.
You also mentioned being an introvert earlier. How do you ensure your own well-being? You're back at U of T nearly two decades after being a student here. How does it feel like to be back?
Feels amazing. Honestly, it feels like homecoming for me. It feels really meaningful, both personally, but also professionally, to be back at the university where I started my own career and academic journey over 20 years ago. You know, U of T, UTSC, the campus has changed significantly over the years, just in terms of its growth and evolution. And so, it really feels amazing. It feels really meaningful for me to be back here.
What do you think has changed the most since you were last here?
So much has changed. I think physically our campus has grown significantly. A lot of the buildings that we occupy now were not here just 10, 15, 20 years ago. We, for the first time this fall, have exceeded 15,000 students on our campus. And so I think, as a university, as a campus, we've grown a lot and evolved a lot over the last 20 years. I also think, we're seeing a lot of shifts in evolution with respect to our student demographics. So not only are we over 15,000 students now, but we are also continuing to see shifts in the racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic makeup of our students. Students are more likely to be the first in their families to attend university. Even more students are entering university are born outside of Canada. That as an experience of an international student. A growing number of our students are accessing academic accommodations and supports to remove barriers to learning. And so, I feel like our campus has changed, our demographics have changed, and it's just a really, I think, exciting time for UTSC to be back here after 20 years.
So as you mentioned, right, now you're looking after the well-being of over 15,000 students on campus. So I guess everyone will be curious to know, how do you ensure your own well-being?
Yeah, for me, I sort of really, I think it starts with self-awareness and recognizing my own needs. I like to think that the way that I sort of navigate, my own well-being are a lot of the sort of ways in which I hope that students would also sort of look at how they might be able to take care of themselves. For me, striking a balance between both physical and mental health is really important. I'm a pretty active person, and so maintaining my own physical health through regular activity, like bouldering, boxing, volleyball. I'm frequently out on walks with my five-year-old dog, Theo. In addition to being active, I'm also a pretty reflective person as an introvert, and so I regularly engage in self-reflection and give thought and consideration to who I am and the relationships I maintain in my life and how those are connected to my sense of purpose and direction. Work-life balance is really important to me, really prioritizing a balance between my professional responsibilities with my own academic pursuits as a part-time PhD student and my own personal time to avoid burnout and compassion fatigue. Those are the things that I really prioritize. And then importantly, I really like to maintain a connection with students. I think interacting with students and being involved in the campus community here at UTSC reminds me of why I'm here and the impact of the work that I do and energizes me with a sense of purpose and but also a sense of belonging as a member of the community myself. And so those are the ways that I really tried to prioritize my own well-being.
I really like what you said about balance, because I think it directly links to student life at UTSC as well, where everyone's constantly trying to strike that perfect balance between academics, career aspirations, and social life, which often leaves people very little time to themselves. But as you said, taking that pause and reflecting on how far you've come really goes a long way. I also saw that you've had the chance to go around campus quite a lot and familiarize yourself with the place. So are there any spots on campus which are particularly close to you now?
So many great spots on campus. One of the ones I love the most is probably the Mamushkiwin Valley Trail. I really appreciate, coming from Alberta being in the heart of the concrete jungle in Toronto, being able to escape to green space and parks. And so the trail has, since I arrived on campus, been a really special place for me. I also love the fact that, with its Indigenous name and, we're opening Indigenous House in the next year and the ways that it honors the land and, really focuses on themes of healing and restoration and harmony. I think those are really important pieces to why I really enjoy that space. I just really enjoy being outdoors. And, you know, I think the trail, to have a space like that on campus that allows you to experience and enjoy nature, I think is a really amazing thing.
No, the trail is definitely a student favorite as well. And I think it really helps in taking that pause we spoke about earlier, right? When there's so much going on, I think stepping out and being surrounded by nature is a great escape. And we rarely see that across different campuses, which I think makes it such a great asset for UTSC. Switching gears now, I want to take you back to your days as a student, because I was very intrigued to find out that you did your undergraduate studies in molecular biology. So what was the turning point, you would say, for you to change course and decide to pursue something else?
Truthfully, it was really my experience in undergrad. You know, I did a specialist degree in molecular genetics, and so I was deeply embedded in the sort of scientific academic community here at U of T. I worked for a couple of years at the Hospital for Sick Children doing research in protein crystallography. But while I was an undergrad, I was also highly involved, you know, with orientation, with our students' union. I was a porter at the Hart House. You know, I was really involved in our community. And so, you know, when I graduated with my molecular genetics degree, you know, I was really sort of caught between two worlds, really enjoying the work that I was doing, the research that I was doing in the field, but also really found a lot of meaning out of my own co-curricular experiences on campus. You know, I just sort of decided after I graduated that I would take a one-year contract working at a university to sort of experience what it would be like to pursue a career in that area and to just take a pause on my research for a moment in time. And I loved it and ended up sort of really pursuing my career in it. And so, you know, for me, it sort of reflects, you know, the importance of exploration and experimentation, which I think are really at the heart of the undergraduate experience. You know, not only exploring and experimenting with new ideas, new ways of thinking and being, but also exploring your identity, who you are, what's important to you, your sense of purpose. And you know, I think those are the ways that really helped me to clarify what I wanted to do in my career. And so that's actually something I bring to my day-to-day work all the time, because I think for students, it's important to pursue different career paths, and it's important to explore options for experiential learning and to get involved on campus. So I think there's a lot of ways with UTSC being a co-op campus to have students be involved with one of over the 55 programs that offer co-op both on campus and with our external employers, and to really get that hands-on experience from a work context to get involved. And I think we have over 300 student clubs. There's so many ways to explore and experiment with your co-curricular and curricular experience on campus. And so, you know, that for me was the biggest turning point, was to really just embrace exploring different pathways and see a different version of my career that kind of brought me here.
I think you picked the perfect word when you said it's important to experiment with things, because as great as it is that there's more opportunities and more awareness around different fields, I think it also sometimes leads to a confusion among students who are stuck between sort of different choices. What worked out for me in my own experience was to actually go ahead and try out different things and then figure out whether they're working for me or not, right? So taking that first step, I believe, is very crucial. Once you decided to take that leap, you've had the chance to work with some of the best academic institutions across the country. What would you say has been your greatest accomplishment?
Truthfully, I think, you know, one of the things accomplishments I'm most proud of over the last year while I've been at UTSC is to really sort of reimagine and to think about orientation and transition in a different way. Over the last year, we've had the opportunity to partner with the SCSU in terms of introducing a campus-wide orientation day, the day before SCSU's Frosh Week, and to really broaden the way we think about that transition. One of the things I hear most often from students is how exciting but also overwhelming orientation week can be, and that orientation doesn't end after the first week or necessarily even begin, because we've got Get Started programming and a lot of summer orientation programming that starts, you know, as early as July. So, you know, it's been really, I think, an amazing thing to be able to engage our community and sort of rethinking what orientation means, and to be able to ensure that, you know, students have what they need in terms of a foundation to be successful within their first 6 to 8 weeks on campus and beyond. You know, I think you can attest that the first year experience itself is so critical. to make sure that students feel like they can be thriving and successful. And so I'm really proud of some of the early work that we've been able to do to really re-envision what orientation looks like on our campus and the first year experience looks like on our campus.
That's a great point to focus on. I think even for me, the impact of Frosh and the first few weeks was immense. It really sets the tone for everything to come, right? And it's funny how even after I've been here for 2 years, I still come across people who I first met during Frosh, and that's what we connect over. So the more we're able to improve that, I think the better the culture of belonging can be. Since I mentioned the word belonging now, I came across this one line, "You belong here." And you've emphasized this at the core of your message as the Dean of Student Experience and Wellbeing. What does this line mean to you personally?
For me, it's really important because, you know, I feel a deep sense of connection to this university community where I started my own journey. And it's a core value of our campus, inclusive excellence and being able to foster a culture of care. And so as Dean of Students, for me, you know, it's really a priority that our students feel included as part of our community and a sense of connection to set that foundation for them to be able to thrive personally and professionally. Ultimately, we're here because of students. Students are the heart of our campus, and the work of my portfolio in the Office of Student Experience and Wellbeing, or more affectionately, OSU, it's the pulse that really sort of helps support the holistic development of our students. And so, you know, it's important to me because the work of all of the 7 departments across OSU really support the ways in which our students can navigate their time both in and out of the classroom here at UTSC. And the reality is every student is interacting with one of our offices at least, you know, once during their time here, likely a lot more. And all of our work is ultimately to ensure that students feel connected and a sense of community here on our campus. And the other thing I would really observe, and, you know, talking about transitions, is that, you know, when students arrive here, they're experiencing so many layers of transitions. And sometimes that can be a really positive experience, and sometimes it can be really challenging and overwhelming. And so for me, you know, being able to really be attentive to those transitions and helping students to thrive through those critical transition periods, I think is a really important part. And feeling that sense of belonging and connection, I think, is a really crucial part of that. The other reality I would say too is that, you know, a lot of students who choose to leave university tend to do so during these critical transition periods. If they don't feel connected, if they feel disengaged, they don't feel like they belong. And I would say that, you know, equity deserving students in particular are disproportionately affected by that, because for many of us, you know, those transitions are almost a daily occurrence, right? Like as we're moving in and out of, you know, differing subcultures and environments, you know, our, you know, there may be a bit of a distance between our home and our family culture and then the campus culture. And so trying to navigate all those transitions can be really challenging. And so, you know, for me, that's why I really value a sense of belonging and community. That's why Principal Johnston's message of creating a culture of care resonates with me and also our entire OSU team so deeply. You know, we're all, I think, working to striving to build a healthy, bold, and inclusive campus. And we really want students to feel like they don't just go here, but that they belong here and that they're part of what makes UTSC such a special place.
So was there ever a time as a student where you struggled to feel a sense of belonging?
Yeah, I would say probably the first couple of months of university, I sort of felt were the most challenging. You know, I think students often underestimate how different being in university really is to their past experiences. And so I remember, you know, moments of, you know, really struggling academically, you know, with different ways of learning. You know, I struggled a lot with finding a connection and community. I struggled a lot with figuring out who I was as a person, as a student, as a member of the community. And so it was, you know, a really sort of, I think, a period that was difficult only because the transition was so significant. And so, I don't know, I think the way that I sort of moved through it was to get involved. And that's what kind of drew me to being so involved in my undergraduate experience, getting involved in clubs, organizations, reaching out, I think building relationships with, you know, peer mentors, with faculty members is a really important part of being proactive yourself to really connect into the community engaging in activities, you know, whether it's just participating in a campus event or an activity, I think can make it easier to form connections and really just being open to new experiences, trying new things, getting out of your comfort zone. You know, one of the most meaningful experiences for me was, you know, really being able to challenge myself academically to take courses outside of molecular genetics. So I think I took a second year social psychology course at one point, and I actually used U of T's credit, no credit policy, where I was able to just sort of take a course out of interest and not out of the pressure of needing to, you know, feel like I needed to perform academically. And that really opened up a sort of new world for me on a sort of academic level. And then just, I think, practicing self-compassion, you know, acknowledging that it's normal to feel out of place and that, you know, other students are likely experiencing something similar, and that there's a lot of people at the university who care deeply to help them be successful and to ask for help when you need it.
You also mentioned being an introvert earlier. So was it ever challenging to, you know, take that first step in putting yourself out there?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, it's part of what's important is try to find ways to do that in ways that reflect who you are, right? And so, you know, for me, I would always gravitate towards smaller group or one-on-one types of interactions, or, you know, I'll get involved in a club where I feel like I could make a specific kind of contribution that sort of felt, you know, more meaningful for me. And I would make sure to have enough time to take for myself, to read or to be active. So I think for me, it's just about finding that balance, and finding ways to engage that are reflective of who you are and how you want to kind of move about the world.
I think I had a very similar experience, because even before I came to university, I think everyone around me was already talking about how important it is to make connections and network with people. And even despite me really wanting to do that, I think being more introverted was holding me back from doing so. And there's actually something my friend told me which really stuck with me, and they called it the 1 second of confidence. And I know it sounds strange, but what it basically means is that when we think we should go up and talk to someone, we often have this 1 second of confidence where we feel quite comfortable with, you know, being able to execute that. But then we just keep clouding our mind with reasons that we should be scared, you know, and we end up overthinking about it and never doing it. So what's important is to latch on to that first second of confidence and make that first move. And you'd be surprised to find out how many good conversations you end up having that way. And yeah, so I just want to circle back to your role at UTSC. You're entering your second year here now. So would you want to maybe share what's your greatest goal towards bettering the student experience on campus in future years, and how would this be implemented?
Yeah, I think for me, I'm reflecting a lot on how we strengthen the way that we partner and collaborate across campus to support students. You know, I've had some really early and promising conversations across different areas on the academic side with our EDI office and other areas across campus. Because the reality, I think, is that, you know, no one unit, office, or individual can really truly own student success or student experience, particularly given the increasingly complex and intersectional needs and experiences of our students on campus. And so we really need to work together in pursuit of a shared vision and purpose as it relates to the student experience. And so for me, I think in the second year, it's really about how we partner and collaborate across campus, how we break down traditional silos. And I will say, I think one of the things that makes UTSC so special is how relational our campus is. People really get to know each other, staff, students, faculty. It's a really relationship-centered organization. And in the context of the work that we do within OSU and with our teaching mission, is that, you know, whether we're talking about students or staff or faculty or community, our work is really about developing talent and developing people and unleashing their potential. And in doing so, we're able to activate our mission as a university, which is to, you know, generate, disseminate, preserve knowledge. And so, I'm really keen, I think, in my role to promote the importance of an integrated and holistic approach that supports all phases of the student journey, and to strive to tell the story of the whole student, because, you know, no two students are going to interact with our programs and services in the same way. Everyone's going to have a unique experience. And so how we tell that story and how we support students through that integrated and holistic approach is, I think, one of my priorities.
I completely agree with the fact that community is at the center of the student experience at UTSC. I think even in my own experience, I'm constantly seeing those same people around, you know, people who I've known for a long time or people who I distantly know of. And I think what that does is that it subconsciously adds to that feeling of homeliness and belonging. And it's lovely to hear that you're directing your efforts towards improving that feeling. And I'm excited to see how these plans come into place. And lastly, Tim, is there any advice you'd want to leave for students as a takeaway message?
I would say make the most out of your time at UTSC. It goes by really quickly. And to get out of your comfort zone, try something new, you know, maybe learn a new skill that you never thought you could, or test out a new course you never thought that you might be brave enough to take, you know, really take advantage of also of the student services and the supports that we have available. You know, one of the myths I like to debunk with students is that you don't have to just come to OSU when you're struggling. You know, we're here, we have a lot of staff who care deeply, and we also really want to be both a proactive and a responsive community to our students. And so, you know, I hope students will come in and access all the services and supports and programs that are available to them, because there's so many staff across OSU who are here to support them on their journey.
That was perfect. That brings us to the end of our conversation. And thank you for being here, Tim.
Yeah, thank you.